Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Yes.
Today is Monday.
Yes, lunes, the start of the week.
So we are going to just get started. Let's start with a tarot reading. Yes, or do we start with our quote?
We start with our quote. Do you want to start with the tarot reading?
No, let's do the quote. I'm sorry, I forgot the order. So I found this quote online, and we both agreed that it was really nice. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of for the ladies out there. We really have to keep this in mind. So, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle.
Yes.
And we really have to keep that in mind, ladies.
Honestly, it's like, if you don't have a man by your side, like, what is a fish gonna do without a bicycle?
What is a fish without a bicycle?
What even is
that? That doesn't that even dynamic. Make sense. Like, a fish needs its bicycle just like a woman needs a man.
Exactly.
So, get with the program, ladies. Find you and yourself a man.
It doesn't matter if he's toxic. It doesn't matter if he's mistreating you. It doesn't matter if he doesn't give you the love and affection that you need.
You just
you need a man.
Just like a fish needs a bicycle. If not, it serves no purpose.
Who's ever heard of a fish
without
a bicycle?
Yeah, honestly. The fuck?
Honestly.
I hope everybody realizes that this is sarcasm. And fuck men. I'm just kidding.
Damn. Like, I mean, we hate all men, but when he loves...
No. Yeah, I hate that trend, honestly.
I find it cute because I feel as though it brings attention to the fact that it's like, we hate all men, they're pigs, but...
There are those
exceptions, there are those good guys, of course.
It's probably just a facade, though.
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know if it's just because I'm skeptic, because all the men that have been close to me, like, that I've had, you know, because that's what I feel as though, your perspective on men, it's like, you kind of base it...
On the people surrounding
you. On the people that are closest to you, if that makes sense. And if, like, because I don't know, like, I don't want to name names, not that I'm going to give any names, but just it's like... If you see that the people who are closest to you, like, the people who you thought, like, oh, no, these are good people, if they disappoint you, like, how do you have any kind of faith or any kind of hope for other people who are complete strangers?
Bible,
you know what I mean?
Bible.
Is if, like, if the quality of men, I'm specifically talking about men, that are literally around you, that you honestly have complete faith in, and, like, you know them, and you trust them, and you're like, of course, you're, like, one of the few good guys. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if they turn out to be piece of shits, too, how can you have any kind of expectation for anybody else out there?
You can't.
And that's the thing. That's where I feel like I'm at. So, I mean, even though I know that there are, for sure, good men out there, I know that there are, for sure, loyal men out there, I know that there are, for sure, men who, like,
don't feel the need to degrade women and aren't
I know for a fact. I know for a fact that they're out there, but I'm at a point in my life where I'm not willing to...
Bro, it's like, where are you, though?
Yeah.
You're out there, but it's just like saying, like, I know there's a four-leaf clover out there. Bitch, ain't nobody found a four-leaf clover. The ones that have been found were manufactured. Nobody found that. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's probably just a hoax. Yeah. The government.
Four-leaf clovers do not exist.
Those are fake conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you find a four-leaf clover, it's because somebody glued an extra clover onto a three-leaf.
Wow. That took effort.
Yeah. Because they wanted to be fucking fake as shit. And that's the equivalent of a man pretending to be a great guy.
Damn.
I'm just butthurt. But...
Agreed, yeah. I'm just...
And you know what else pisses me off? Struggle. Just, I was thinking, it's like, because I hate men that feel the need to degrade women, but I hold women to such a higher standard, so I hate when women degrade other women.
Yes.
I hate when women are the ones who are sexist. Like, a woman who says, it's like, you know, I'm not like other girls. It's like, you're sexist, because you literally think you're better than... the stereotype of females because you have this skewed notion that you're different and better in some way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people are like, I'm a different type of person. Like, at least I'm remembering this one friend of ours who was like, yeah, that's probably why the guy I'm with, like, married me. It's because, like, I'm not like other girls. Like, you know, like, I'm the type who will not back down from a fight. I'm the type who, like, always speaks her mind. I'm the type who's like, I will show you that I can carry just as many bricks and as many wood planks as you can. And it's like, first off, the fact that you think that makes you special, the fact that you think that you're the only female in the world that has that mentality, and second, the fact that you feel like you have to prove it to men, that you can carry as many. I don't have anything to prove.
the fact that you feel like you have something to prove is literally where the problem lies. You think you have to... That's the thing.
She's special because she's the only female proving that she's just as good as men. It's like, what are you trying to prove?
It's like, you do get that. You're literally just... You're part of the problem.
You're literally degrading yourself by thinking that you need to prove that you're just as good as men.
It's like, no, but it's like, I don't need to prove it to men. I need to prove it to myself.
So
you're the sexist one versus the men being
so the sexist? So you think you're inferior all on your own. I swear, because that used to be the whole thing. It's like, you know, I'm eccentric. Like, I'm different. I'm not like other girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, what's her name? Hailee Steinfeld? Hailee Steinberg?
Yeah, Hailee Steinfeld.
Hailee Steinfeld fucking brought it. It's like, I want to be like most girls because... We're strong, we're confident, we're beautiful, whatever. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. It's like, and there are so many different kinds of people, of humans. Like, I was going to say, there's so many types, different kinds of females. There's so many different kinds of males, of females, of trans, of, like, literally, it's like...
Non-binary.
Why are... Literally, everything. It's like, everyone's different, but, like, you can kind of group everything. The fact that she's like, yeah, I'm not like most... Or, no, I'm not like other girls. It's like, you do know that there's a whole group of people who are actually just like you, unfortunately.
That's the thing. But the fact that she thinks her motivation... She thinks the fact that she's, like, strong and free-spirited and, like, driven... She thinks that makes her different.
Yeah.
Because all other females are sitting here waiting for the men to do everything for them.
No, honey.
It's like, that's the thing. And I never noticed, but women that say that... are sexist. They feel like they aren't as good as men.
They feel inferior.
And it's like...
So they're part of the problem.
We don't give a fuck what the men think, but if we ourselves as women think that we're not as good as men and we're the ones putting each other down, then what the fuck? And once again, I hold females to such a higher standard, which sucks because men need accountability. But honestly... That's literally what we need to start doing. We have to stop giving up on men and start holding them accountable. But it's really fucking hard. It's really fucking hard. Like, as a society, we have given up on them. We're like, boys will be boys. There's literally nothing you can do because all he will do is think with his penis. There's nothing you can do. As a society, we have given up on men. And, like, I feel like that's honestly where the problem lies because if we start...
Holding them accountable.
Yeah, if we believe in them again, then we'll hold them accountable, and then there'll be a standard for them to live up to. Because right now, the bar is underground. Mm-hmm. Literally, the bar for men is do not actively hurt the women around you. That
and
is the bar.
And they can't even meet
that. And they can't manage that.
They really
can't. All we ask for is do not actively try to hurt me. And it's too much. We don't say love me, treat me well, fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. Just don't actively hurt me. Impossible. That's too high a standard. So we've given up on men. But that's the thing. I hate it when females are going against females. Let me tell you, I was that bitch. I was that fucking bitch. I would see the Kardashians and I would be like, damn, all they do is shake their ass for money. Yes, queen!
They literally created an empire around their bodies.
An empire around their beauty. Bro, I fucking wish I could be a billionaire for my body.
Oh, you know, Kim Kardashian is now a billionaire as well, according
to Forbes. Is she? Good job. Yes. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I used to be that bitch where it's like, oh my god, all they do is talk, and now they're rich. Bitch, I'm trying to talk and be rich too! Like, I was such a fucking airhead, but that's the thing. I just believed what the people around me said, and my dad was always like, oh, Kim Kardashian is good for it, that she has a fat ass, that's it. And I was like, yeah, that fat bitch. Yeah, she got a fat ass, she thick as fuck, she's beautiful, and she's fucking smart as shit.
And look,
because you gotta be smart as fuck. To make a whole ass empire around your body. I think that's all Chris that did that.
Because everybody else was younger. It's all part of them. It's all... She's just their manager, but yeah.
Oh, yeah? But, like, bro.
It's like, how...
A whole bunch of girl bosses living in that house making monies.
Honestly.
For just talking.
Yeah.
And being beautiful. That's amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you want to go to school, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a CEO, you want to be an officer. Do whatever you want.
Honestly.
But, and, like, we're not gonna sit here and say that what they do is easy. That shit is not easy. And, like, people are constantly in their private lives. I can't imagine what it's like to be famous. Because you're like, oh my god, I love to be famous.
Oh.
Like, honestly, it looks like it sucks ass.
That's actually something where I just, I read it. And the thing is, what was I gonna say? It can't... I mean, don't compare their lifestyle to, like, somebody who's working, like, 3 jobs and, like, mm-hmm. grinding or whatever. But literally, it must be really scary. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, because at least I just read on the news somewhere where Kendall Jenner,
okay,
which is the second
oldest,
yeah, second youngest. Oldest.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go, second youngest. I don't know, something happened. She was like, she had a stalker, and her stalker broke into her house, and like, he was at her pool.
Wasn't Kim Kardashian like held at gunpoint at one point?
She was. She had a robbery at Paris. She was robbed, or
oh
she had the whole thing. Yeah, in Paris.
But what happened with Kendall? Keep going.
Well, the thing is, she's had issues with stalkers before, and it actually terrifies her. And the whole thing is, they're literally like, oh my god, look how scary, like, Kendall's stalker, like, broke into her house. Like, he didn't get actually into her house, but he got into her, like, place where he was, like, behind her pool.
Okay.
And she was apparently in her home.
I mean, bro, close enough, get the fuck
away. No, for real, for real. And the thing is, Kendall, because somebody tweeted, like, the article, and then Kendall, like, replied, and she's like, do you know why this happens? It's because you guys all take pictures and share pictures of me at my house and my location. It's like, and that's how these people have access to my address and to my location. It's like, this is fucking that's scary. Something. This is my life. We don't know if this guy is a psychopath. Like, he just might be a crazed fan who just wanted to take a picture, but what if he takes it more? Or what if, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing is, I find, I don't know if it's actually true, but I feel like in the past, like, paparazzi culture, like, we didn't give a fuck. We just wanted the tea. So if, like, we know that the pictures, like, the paparazzis broke into the house and took the pictures, we'd still be like, oh my god, the famous people in their house, like, we'd love it. But I feel like in today's day, if we see that paparazzi are, like, pushing the limits, like, we would attack. You know what I mean?
What's crazy though is that literally everybody's a paparazzi nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are paparazzi who are, like, with the big quality cameras who are doing that, but literally anybody can take a photo. Anybody can snap a pic. Anybody, literally.
And I never noticed how annoying that can be, but I can imagine it's like, I just want to look ugly. Like, I have my ugly days where I don't want to try, and, like, literally no one gives a fuck about me, and I just want to be ugly, go to fucking Walmart, buy a whole bunch of Cheetos, and pig out on my way from the cash register to the car. You can't do that. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to wear mixed mass chanclas, like, you know? But it's like, no, you kind of have to keep up an image, if not people are going to talk mad shit. And it's like, that must suck to literally, because my mentality is literally nobody's paying attention to me, so do whatever the fuck you want. Not how it is for celebrities.
I mean, the thing is, even for celebrities, it's like, it's literally your life, you don't give a shit, they're going to be paying you the same amount of money, whether they...
But no, because if for some reason something goes bad or something's not received well, you know what I mean?
Don't be going around wearing I'm a racist shirt or something, but...
But what if I want to? I mean, don't, because fuck you, but do you know what I mean? But, like, you should be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, like, you have more eyes on you, and it's, like, you have to be more conscious. Even though, I feel like everybody should just freaking, like, adopt that mentality. It's, like, every action, every decision, everything that you're doing, like, pretend that somebody's watching you.
You know
what I mean? Just...
Why?
No, as in,
No, well, opposite.
No, being conscious, as in, it's like, why would you only do a good deed when somebody's watching?
It's not about doing a good... Oh, I hear you.
You know what I mean? That's kind of the angle I was trying to go for. You know what I mean?
So, to get people to always do good deeds?
Yeah, kind of, where it's like, if somebody was watching you, would you take the cart back inside the store? Like, or do you leave it outside next to the car because... Like,
oh my god, I'm gonna die if one day I'm just leaving the cart and then John Quiñones comes out. It's like, this is what would you do? Why didn't you take the cart to public? It's like, why? Because I'm lazy as fuck and I want to get home. What do you mean?
It's apparently, it's a thing where it's like, you're expected to take the cart back in.
I'm not gonna do that.
I know, but it's
a, you know, why I'm not gonna do that? Why? Because then the kids at Walmart or the people at Walmart don't have a job. And I don't mean it's like, oh, I'm here to fill your job. But dead ass.
The thing is, they
If they didn't have cart runners, then they wouldn't need as many employees. You know what I mean?
You say that, the thing is...
Just like with the self-checkout. Leaving your carts outside is equivalent to self-checkout. This might be an ignorant mentality, but that's... It's literally... If we all start putting our carts in, that's one employee less that they need. If we all start using...
Self-checkout,
they don't need cashiers. That's like three people who lost their jobs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's literally about demand. And I'm not saying I feel bad. Like, I'm not going to park it all the way at the end of the world. I'll put it in the little racky things. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. If I find one near me.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Not like, ooh, I'm giving you your job. Be grateful. Not like that, but dead ass. Like, I use the self-checkout because I don't want to talk to people. But I'm literally denying a teenager a job. Because the teenager is the one who would be working at the cash register at Walgreens or CVS.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You. Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear you, but, like, John Quiñones, get off my dick. I am trying to fuel the economy.
Exactly.
But what were we talking about before?
Just the famous people and how they...
Oh, but the thing is, my thing is that I'd rather live my life like no one's watching, not live your life like someone's watching.
True, yeah.
Like, don't do good deeds just because someone's watching you. Like, you can choose, like, try to be a good person, but don't live as though somebody's watching you. I completely disagree. Yeah. And that's how it is for celebrities. Because that's the thing. A celebrity goes and just doesn't want to take the card into the little racky holder thing. Or doesn't want to take it inside. Oh my god, an asshole. Everybody's taking pictures. And you know something? I don't understand the obsession with famous people. There's not a single famous person that I could see that I would go, ah! I don't get it. I don't get the screaming, oh my god, I need to take your picture. Oh my god, hey, let's get a picture together. I don't get it.
The obsession either.
I don't get it. They're a person, and especially in today's day, how we know, like, obviously they love fans, you know, but at the same time, like, they just want to go to fucking Walgreens and buy some ice cream and go home. Like, you don't want to take a picture with me. So, if I see a famous person, I'd be like, oh my god, isn't that Tom Cruise? Damn. Maybe be like, hi. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to make Tom Cruise take a picture with me. Ah!
Why? Yeah, right. The thing is, I find it crazy where it's like fans literally, like, not even like the crazy ones, just like normal ones. They literally walk up to them with like camera and say, hey, can you take a picture with me? Like, the thing is just that. I'd be like, let them live their life.
Let them live their lives. And what,
like,
what
is it? I mean, even though I want the picture. Like, I feel like, yeah.
Who would you want a picture with? Who would you see that is like, oh my god, let's take a picture together? I couldn't think of a single fucking celebrity.
I can think of one for like. Because I have ulterior motives.
Tell me why.
Chris Evans.
Why?
Just because it's like, oh, yo, like, you think I'm cute? Like, maybe we could get together.
He's married. Oh, Evans isn't married.
Evans. I think that's
he's engaged or dating.
He's dating, but, you know, he didn't put a ring on it.
I don't know. I thought
it,
you said
so.
Hemsworth. It's like, he married, girl.
No, yeah. Hemsworth. The only reason I wouldn't with Hemsworth is because, like, I love him with his wife, so I literally, I'm not even interested.
But okay, just
maybe
because.
Harry Styles?
Well, then, don't be the bitch to ask for a picture because he won't like you. Be the bitch who blocks everybody. It's like, no, no pictures. I'm his bodyguard. It's like, here, take some Cheetos, run. And I'd be like, damn, that Cheeto girl.
Damn.
No, do you know what I mean? But there's literally not a single celebrity that I would see and be like, oh my god, let's take pictures. Like, at least I remember this one time. I don't know why Zendaya popped in my head. Zendaya's a queen. Love Zendaya.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, these kids were literally, like, at Target, and they ran into Zendaya, like, in front of her sign. So, they, like, took a selfie. Like, I feel like that would be cute. Like, if you run into a famous person, like, at... Like, I'd want to talk to them, because, like, oh my god, like, I love your movie. It's like, you know, just to get to them, it's like, hi. But I guess at the same time, like, I don't really want to talk to anybody. But I don't know why. It's like, first off, you need to ask for permission to get a picture of somebody. And second off, like, why? It's, like, it's so obsessive. Why?
Yeah. Why? Just let them live their life. But people, like, for some reason, just...
I don't get it.
Me neither.
I don't get it. I feel that way about 2D characters. I mean, you know, I mean, Dobby comes up, I'll be like, how you doing? But at the same time, like, no. Because that's the thing. It's literally because they're people. And you know that that's not what they want from you, that I would leave them alone.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I would literally just... I would be kind of like... That, like you said, it's like... I would just kind of be, like, embarrassed. It's like, you're just another human being.
Like,
I'm
the
sorry.
The most I would do would be like, oh my god, hi.
It's like, hey, I absolutely adore you. You're awesome. You're so talented.
Done, right?
Amazing.
Right? And that's, and I'm not even social. Like, I don't even talk to the people at the store and be like, excuse me.
That's the thing.
Me.
It would be like, I would have to, like, muster up the courage and be like, hey, I absolutely adore
you. And,
you
know,
you.
It would literally be compliment, run.
Yeah.
So they don't feel like, oh, you want to take a picture? It's like, don't even worry about it. You keep shopping at Target. I love your movies. You're beautiful.
Maybe the thing is, maybe if they offered, it's like, hey, you want to take a picture? It's like, yes, but you can do you. It's okay.
Like,
I don't want to force
you
into
anything.
You enjoy
your time.
You're not forcing. No.
I can Google
don't
pictures of you.
Yes.
If I want to be in a picture with you that bad,
I will Photoshop. Yes.
Done. Like, and leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave them alone, because they're humans. Imagine, I couldn't take it if everybody at Target was coming up to me. It's like, can I just buy my quinoa by myself?
Oh, wow, you're healthy.
Yeah, you know, I gotta keep up the image.
It's like, I literally quinoa. Just throw it out when I get home and order some rice.
Exactly, that's the problem, because everybody be watching me. I gotta order the quinoa.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why we went down a rabbit hole of celebrities. Did we talk about a quote? We did. We should do the tarot reading.
Yes, let's do the tarot reading. Ready?
Yes.
Ooh, let me see your yes. device. Okay, so... I did do the reading, so for this upcoming week, is there any kind of message? Ooh, do you want to read them today?
Okay.
Is there any kind of message or any kind of thing that the person is missing for the person who's listening to this? Ready? It's all of them.
Oh.
Ready? So we got 4. Which one do you want to start with? The first one that
you did. 5
pictures
here.
5 pictures. Okay, yeah. Start with the Queen of Cups.
You do it.
Oh. Ready? Okay. Give me one moment.
Go ahead, take your time.
Thank you. So let's start with like you said, here. The Queen of Cups. So in the Queen of Cups, I mean, there's five pictures. There's literally just three.
But there's five.
Ah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, Queen of Cups. So she is poetry and motion. Imagine incarnate. Imagination incarnate. She heeds her intuition and follows her heart. Though her steps seem random and impulsive, they are guided by instinct. Mm. Okay, so, wow, she's so beautiful. She's wearing, like, a blue dress. Okay, so based on this, like, your message for this week or what the universe is trying to tell you is follow your instinct. You know, like, you're headed down the correct path, even though the steps you're taking don't seem to, like, be going in a specific direction. You're doing what's right, and you're going, these steps are necessary.
Okay.
So just continue what you're doing. You're doing great. Let's see. Let's now do the Six of Cups. A reminder of your childhood innocence, good intentions, noble impulses, simple joys, and pleasures. A childhood innocence. Okay, so I feel here, wow, that's super cute, because it's kind of like, it's giving me Alice in Wonderland vibes, like the Mad Hatter's table.
Oh my god, yeah. It looks beautiful.
So here, what I'm getting from this is that remember to just appreciate and be grateful of the little things, like everything that you're enjoying, even though it might seem mundane, but like, you know, that Starbucks coffee, just appreciate it, be grateful that you're able to have that coffee, you know, that spending quality time with your loved ones, with your friends, just appreciate and be grateful, just be conscious for this upcoming week of the things that you generally take for granted, just be grateful for them, appreciate mm-hmm. them. Let's see, the next one would be, let's do the Queen of Pentacles. Wow, she seems like a goddess. She has, like, the sun above her. Is that a moon? I don't know, maybe. Wow. So, the Queen of Pentacles. She yearns to nurture and care for others. She is brimming with generosity, possesses a warm spirit, and will lend her support to any who ask. Okay, it seems I'm getting kind of a figure here, a female presence in your life that is going to be able to help you if you allow them to. This is somebody who wants to help you, who has good intentions, and just allow them to guide you or provide you with advice or help you through whatever situation it is you're going through. Ready? And the last card we got for this week's reading is the Knight of Pentacles. Okay, ooh, he seems kind of, wow, he's like riding a mythical beast. And there's an acorn, and wow, there's also like it looks like a bunch of nymphs in the trees. Ready? He knows exactly what he wants and where his destination is. He moves steadily towards his goal. When he reaches that goal, he strikes with all the force of earth that is to his summon. Okay, so you know what you want. You're aware of what it is that you want, where you want to get, even though according to like the other cards, your steps aren't particularly very, like,
the steps to get there aren't organized.
Yeah, they're not necessarily organized, but you do know what your end game looks like. You do know what your destination looks like. And when you get it, you're going to snatch it and take full
thighs.
And take full control.
You got real thick thighs.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so this is your tarot reading for this week. And once again, since we have so few listeners, if you do hear this, it is for you. Again, I mean, just best of luck, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautifully done.
I hope this helps guide you in some way.
I hope so. I really like tarot readings, actually. And especially since, like, I have no bias towards your life. You can interpret this however it is you want or for whatever aspect it, like, applies to in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Something that, well, not that I noticed, but, like, tarot is very instinct-based. Yeah. It's very, like, for the reader, it's very just kind of first impressions, like, what's coming to your mind, like, what it is. And for the person who's receiving the reading, it's, like, whatever first came to mind or whatever it is you think it applies to or whatever you're, like, thinking of. Or it's, like, oh, could it apply to this? Oh, wow, like, it makes sense with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just your gut. It literally can just do it based on whatever it is you're mm-hmm. feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, and I feel as though, as well with tarot readings, it's, like, there's no way to, like, negatively interpret these. I mean, there obviously is, and, I mean, for a more skilled reader, there obviously is like, oh, you're, this is a bad path or something. But just try to take it with, like, take this reading with a grain of salt. And just try to, like, best enhance and best maneuver your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so ready. Today, what did you want to talk to me about? I know that you have some...
Yeah, I was just looking up questions and I was curious about what your answers would be.
Let's do it.
So, question number one.
Do it.
What's one thing about the world that bothers... Oh, I butchered it. What's one thing that bothers you most about the world? About this planeta Tierra. Yeah. If you can't think of one, I got one.
No, I have, like, a huge one is my thing. It's like, how do I narrow it down? Literally, the lack of open-mindedness, I guess. Like, ready? Let me go on my whole rant. What I was gonna say, it's, like, the lack of equality or the discrimination.
Okay.
I find it insane how, literally, like, just thinking United States, ready? We are literally controlled by white men. Mm-hmm. Like, the power is held in white men. So because those are the ones in power, they discriminate against people of color. They discriminate against Asians. They discriminate against women. They discriminate against other people who don't have the same sexual orientation as them. Even if a white man is just gay and because they don't like the same gender as... Like, does that make sense? Do you get that? It's like, it literally... It's like, that's something that's completely private, or that's mm-hmm. something that shouldn't influence anything, but if somebody doesn't have the same sexual orientation, or if somebody doesn't dress the way you think that they should be dressing, they are discriminated mm-hmm. against. Mm-hmm. And that is unfortunately real.
Yeah. You'd think it's like, that's what a little child would do.
I was gonna say, the fact that this isn't something that we're reading in history books is like, oh wow, I can't believe that existed. And the fact that this is like literally present and it exists is absolutely disgusting to me. And that is to say that the United States is a kind of very, like, forward-thinking nation.
No, I know,
but there are still countries who literally still objectify women. Even though we objectify... They literally have correctional rape. They literally sell off women. They literally treat them as objects. You know what I mean? Literally. Yeah. Like, I don't know any specific whatever, but there are people, it's like, how... We are so... The United States is so closed-minded and so not, like, forward-thinking. How is it possible? There are countries who are less than we are. And we are, like, freaking bottom line here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It gets worse in places.
It gets worse in other locations. Mm-hmm. And I am just appalled that is our current reality.
Deadass. You said, this wasn't something that was happening during, like, the...
That's the thing, it's like...
The Neanderthals.
Yeah, again, the fact that we're not reading about this in history books, and the fact that this is literally a present, and it's not something like, oh, wow, I can't believe our grandparents went through that. It's like, wow, how must have... Like, the thing is, I can't wait for, like, the world to just be, like, 13,000 centuries in the future or some shit. Like, I hope... I know. Like, I meant the world, not me.
No, I know.
The human race is going to be... I don't know. Just, I find it absolutely mind-baffling that this is our current reality.
Agreed.
And I don't even know what to do about it.
Yeah.
I find it insane. And the thing is, the one that hits closest to me, because I am Latina. I'm Latina as in... I'm also Spanish. I mean, I'm white-skinned. And... I'm a female, so the kind of discrimination that hits closest to me, like, you know what I mean, that specifically affects me would be the sexism, mm-hmm. like, female discrimination. And the fact that it's literally, the fact that I've come into contact with it as often as I have is just insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And the thing is, unfortunately, because... And we were literally talking about it, like, a minute ago. And it's insane to me how it's not just men who discriminate against me as a woman.
There's women.
There's women who discriminate against other women.
Yeah.
And it's mind-blowing to me.
Mind-blowing.
The thing is, again, I forget how exactly, what exactly the question was, but it's like, I am so disgusted of this... world, and the fact that this is still a reality, and it's not something that we're reading in textbooks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That, for me, is, like, the first thing that I thought of when you asked that question. I was like, how do I put this into words? Because it's literally, like, the whole concept. Like,
no,
it's,
yeah.
It's mind-baffling to me that we are still discriminating people based off of their fucking sexual orientation.
Or skin color, or gender, or...
No, but the thing is, let's say, for
religious
me...
Religious beliefs.
The thing is, for me, sexual orientation is the most mind-baffling one. And let me just explain myself. Because, like, sex, like, you know, like, your gender, you can see it. Your skin color, you can see it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're, like, Asian.
Your race, you could
your
have,
race,
like,
you can see it. Like, yeah, like, your voice, like, you know what I mean? There are, like, physical cues to which could entail that discrimination. But for people who have a different orientation than the standard straight, it's like, how did you even know? I mean, the thing is, I know we know, and there like, you know, there are ways to find out, but I find
it
crazy.
Why does
it
matter?
Why is it even something that you're caring about to the point to where you have to discriminate against it? Why do you care?
It doesn't matter. And I hate people that say, oh, because, you know, I'm Christian and the Bible says no.
So shut the fuck up.
It's so annoying to me.
It's mind-baffling to me. Again, and the thing is, I don't... There's no justification for any kind of discrimination, any kind of, like, oppression or anything, but just sexual orientation is one where I'm like, what the fuck is your excuse? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, why do you care? It's like, it's as if, like, I discriminate against you because I know that your favorite color is white.
Deadass.
It's like, yeah, no,
that's
white is, like,
color,
barely
like,
a color. Like,
you should
why
like blue.
You should like an actual color. Mm-hmm. It's like, why don't you like blue or red or like pink?
It's like, mind your business. You shouldn't even know what my favorite color
it's
is.
It's like, no, but I know that your favorite color is white. And
okay,
you know what? I don't want
your mind.
I don't want you to work with me anymore until you figure out what the fuck, like, your colors are.
White.
White
satisfied.
Is literally not a color.
Deadass.
It's crazy to me. It's like, it's because I'm obsessed with sushi. It's like, ew, why do you like sushi? Like, that's just, like, raw fish. It's like, I just like sushi. You know what? Like, that's, the thing is, you're practically, like, a cannibal. Like, you're eating raw stuff. Like, that's not even, like, legal. It's like, I'm sorry, like, you decided to input into my life. You decided to figure out, you decided to either have a conversation with me or observe me enough to know that sushi is my favorite food, and now you don't like it, so now I'm going to, now I'm less than you, mm-hmm. Now I deserve less things than you, I don't have as many rights as you, I'm allowed to be discriminated against? Like, what?
Makes sense.
Because I like sushi, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you don't.
Logic. Wrinkles.
I find it crazy. And again, the thing is, no justification for any kind of discrimination, any kind of, like, whatever. But sexual orientation is one where I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is your excuse?
Like, let me tell you, it's a very important thing for some people. Like, it's not that it's their identity, but it's very important to some people. Because sometimes I'm just like, nobody has to find out, but then they feel the need to hide their partners and stuff like that. It is very important. But the fact that it's so important is annoying. Does that make mm-hmm. sense? Like, it's not... It's important to the individual to express who they are, but it's
but
not important
know,
to the rest of the
but
world
do you
to
know
or care.
Do you know why it's important for the individual to express
because
who
of
they
how,
are?
Like, ridiculed it
because
is?
Because of how scary because it is to not be accepted. Because
the
thing is,
the standard
I,
is straight.
I was
going to
say,
so
I
it's
have
not important
no issue.
To know if you're straight or not.
I have no issue telling people that I like guys. Because I know for a fact, like, nobody's going to be like, ew, like, you like a guy, it's like, the thing is, that's the standard, that's normal, but if I were to come out and be like, ooh, I like girls,
people
some people
like,
around
ooh.
Me are gonna be like, oh, or, like, they might feel uncomfortable, or it's like, oh my gosh, so, like, are you hitting, like, on my sister or something, like, you know what I mean, it's like,
yeah, because why is it that automatically, if you like the same gender, you're, like, extremely promiscuous?
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
over-sexualized, you're still a regular person that just likes people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, you could be very promiscuous or not. It has nothing to do with orientation.
It really doesn't. That's the thing. I don't
get
understand.
It I was
going
to go somewhere else with mine.
Talk
I really like yours. But something that pisses me off. What was
the
question? The
world.
What's
chewing
one thing
with
that bothers
open?
You most about the world? What?
Chewing with your mouth
No,
open.
No, no. The fact that we have to pay to live on this floating rock. The fact that I am paying something to live on this floating rock because they have seniority, because they got here first, they get to say I lay claims, that's so fucking annoying to me. Don't nobody own shit. So who the fuck am I paying to live here?
For real.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, who
if
did
you,
the first person pay?
Who owns Planeta Tierra that I'm paying them? Just because they got here first and they're like, mine? Bitch, then I'll walk over there and I'll say mine. And come for me, bitch. Say it's not mine, because none of this is yours. It's just so fucking annoying to me. Whose is it? But I gotta pay. Mm-hmm. I gotta fucking pay.
Honestly, who? It's literally like you said, oh, it's because it's first come, first serve. Oh, so if we're just laying claims and saying whatever is mine or whatever
is mine. Nobody claimed this yet. Oh, you claimed it. I want it. Tough, I want it.
I want it.
What are you going to say?
Is that for real?
What you going to do, bitch?
Mine.
Fight me.
Like, why?
Fight me. Why can't I just... dead ass. Like, I'm not going to walk into nobody's property. Like, once you say mine, mine. But we should be going, mine. I shouldn't be paying somebody. Like, the fact that I don't get to have... Well, the next question is, if you could change one thing about the world, what would it be? The one thing I would change, every single child born has minimum one acre to their name.
Yeah?
Minimum. That 1 acre that you don't have to pay taxes for, the military can't take it from you. Like, none of that bullshit. Like, ese acre es tuyo. And you gonna do... Okay, it might be a little bit shit. Like, obviously, it has to be, like, vegetative. Like, don't give me something in fucking Antarctica. Or in, like, Siberia. You know what I... Not Siberia. What's the top part of Russia? What's that one? The cold? It's not Siberia, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't give me no icy bitches. Yeah. You know, like, I gotta be able to live here. But, you know, okay, you were born...
Let me just say the thing. I mean, I don't know if there's gonna be enough land for that.
Yeah. There better be. I don't give a fuck. We'll make the planet bigger. People die, people come. But, like, the fact that I have to pay just to live, the fact that I don't have anywhere to just, like, caer muerto... Because, like, that's what pisses me off. Like, I have to get a job. I need a source of income to survive. Because there is no way to live without paying something monthly. Of course, mm-hmm. if you pay your thing in full, you don't have to pay monthly for it. But then you gotta pay your monthly water bill and shit.
You always have to pay insurance. You always have to pay utilities. You always have to pay for
food.
That's
the thing. That's mm-hmm. the thing. It's so fucking annoying. And who? Because I understand services. It's not like, oh, who owns the water? Like, okay, get a fucking bucket and go to the river. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, get a fucking bucket and go to the river. And it's like, okay, a functional house? Like, you gotta pay for the house. Like, somebody built that. You don't just get a house. But a piece of ground? Don't nobody own the ground? Didn't nobody do work to make the ground? Okay, maybe I have a place with trees. I'll pay for deforestation. Like, I get that. Please deforest the area because, unfortunately, my acre can pay for has trees.
You can pay for services.
Pay.
Yeah.
But goods? The goods that nobody made because, okay, bananas. Yeah, I know they grow on trees. Go plant a banana tree and pick your own bananas. No. Farmer Joe has a banana tree. He did all the work. Pay Joe for his bananas. Once again, service. Service for goods, you know? There's a service behind it. But the earth, the ground, what we walk on, who the fuck owns that? Who the fuck am I paying?
Deadass.
Also, IRS. Who are these bitches that are going to come and take my house? Don't you feel like shit about yourself to go and take people's houses? Like, I want the IRS people... The taxes people, I think they're the same, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Those people, can they just, like, do, like, a union? I don't know if that's what I'm saying. Like, can they all quit so that nobody can take anybody out of their houses? Like, I know they got bills to pay and shit, but you must feel pretty shit about yourself going and taking people out of their houses. Like, what happens if everybody right now just quits their job? Everybody just quits their job. Until, first off, minimum wage is raised so we can get that gap between the low class and the high class to close. I forget what the...
Middle class, whatever.
Whatever the fuck that is. So we can all be making similar monies. Also, you know what pisses me off? Like, I get it. The rich people, like, keep your money. It's fine. But the fact that there's a guy out there who has... getting a little passionate. No, who has so many $1 billion and all I need is, like, $50,000 to be fucking satisfied with my life. Mind blows me. Like, I just need a little bit to survive. And look at all the fucking monies he has. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, all I need is a good chunk of thousand to put a down payment on a house so I have somewhere to live. You know? Mm-hmm. But it's so fucking hard because the grocery store doesn't pay me enough money for me to be able to get that down payment. The system is so baffling to me. I'm just like... because I get it. Structure, organization. I slap myself so many times. Structure, organization. Actually, I like rules. I like structure. I like how I understand that a society needs some specific kind of things to function. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. But I don't fucking like it. I don't like it at all the way it's structured. It's so fucking annoying. Because who am I paying to live on this floating rock? I didn't ask to be here. I don't want to be here. But I'm here. So give me my one fucking acre that I deserve, bitch. I deserve to have an acre somewhere where I can go buy a tent at Walmart, put my fucking tent, and live. And can't nobody come and fuck with me. I deserve that. But no. I gotta go buy that fucking acre and fucking pay it. And then somebody might come and take it. Or the military might want to build a road. That's and then they won't even give me what it's worth. And then I'm fucked.
That I was, because the thing is, you were going for a really long time and I remember. Sorry. Something. No, you're good, I loved it. But that's something for me. I forget what it was. What was the question again?
Which one, first or second?
Second.
If you could change one thing about the world, what would it be?
I feel like it would go broader. But the thing is, literally, I agree 100% with everything you're saying, but, like, cherry on top, you said it.
Give me my cherry.
The thing is, no, the fact that, the fact that, like, I can buy this house, and, like, I can feed into the system, and I'll buy my land, and I'll pay for the house, and I'll, like, do whatever renovations, and I'll pay for utilities, and I'll do all this, and I'll feed into the system and literally live this life the way they want me to, but in, like, a second, the government can decide, yeah, I'm gonna build a road here, and they literally take away your shit.
Yeah.
And they pay you what they consider to be the equivalent.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry.
Like, they literally have the right at any given moment to just take away whatever the fuck they want.
Who is this government? That's what pisses me off. They're like, oh, we own the land, so we're giving you permission to exist on the floating rock, but, you know, we decide what happens on the floating rock. Bitch, who the fuck are you?
Honestly.
This isn't your floating rock. The fact that you think that you have power over me, the fact that I have to do as you say, that's you pay my bills? No. You put food on my table? No. Bitch, you wipe my ass? No. I do all three of those things for me, bitch. For myself. Ain't nobody doing that shit.
That's what I feel like I have an issue with police officers for.
But I get that, but that's structure.
No, but the thing is, no. But it's, because I understand, but the entitlement. Yeah. I don't know why police officers are so entitled.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They really let the power get to the head.
They literally fucking do. And it's crazy.
You don't even make that much money.
And again, I've never, thankfully, like, I mean, I've never had, like, an issue with a police officer where it's, like, you know, any kind of, like, violence, any kind of, like, confrontation. Mm-hmm. But literally just me as a white woman, Latina, but, like, I look white. My skin's white. But the thing is, they aggravate me. Mm-hmm. It's so as annoying.
Who's literally not in danger.
Yeah.
Literally not in danger. I will never accidentally be shot. I am white and I am a female. Yes. And I look really sweet and I can, you know.
For
like,
real.
I am not in danger.
Like, you're one of those people who, like, could commit a murder and, like, say you didn't do it and they would believe you.
Type thing. You know, literally. Like, I am not in danger when I am pulled over by a cop. But it panics me so bad because I'm like, I don't know why I really have this feeling that I'm going to be arrested for something I didn't do. I'm a good person. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to be arrested for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I have this feeling. They panic me. Hate cops. Irrational fear. I know, but I hate them. Because first of all, I'm not fucking calling anybody to protect me. There's a burglar in my house. I'm going to figure out how the fuck to survive. Because who the fuck am I going to call? 911? Hi. Yeah. Can y'all come protect me? You know, I pay taxes and shit. No.
They're not required to go and help you.
They don't even have to do it.
So why are we even, why do we have police officers?
I think we should underfund them.
Oh, as fuck.
As fuck.
I've been supporting that since
day one. They don't have enough training. They don't have enough fucking shit.
What is it, the comparison for me? A beautician?
Yeah.
Requires 6 months of training.
To become a nail tech?
To become, yeah. To like do nails?
I think you need to study for,
I think it's 6 months. Oh, maybe I'm making up shit.
It was 1 or 2 years, and every single year you have to take an exam to make sure you keep up the standards.
Yes. Police officers' training, I think, is literally just 3 months.
I think that might be the 6-month one.
Oh, yeah?
It's drastically shorter, and you're in the people's lives,
and
you
have guns. Yes. You have a fucking,
that's why, that's where my stance, and, like, yes, I agree with gun,
not regulation?
Regulation. Like, the fact that I shouldn't be able to go buy a machine gun because what am I doing with a machine gun? But at the same time, you are not going to say no guns because coppers have guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust coppers. You know why I want a gun? To protect myself from the police. Not that I can shoot a policia, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want a gun to make sure that I can protect myself from the ones that are supposed to be protecting me. I'm not afraid of a burglar. I'm afraid of an officer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
and, like,
they
imagine,
have,
I don't even have to be afraid of them because I'm not in danger. Imagine if I was a black man, bro. I cannot imagine. There was this one video, this woman literally started crying. She was like, oh my god, this officer pulled me over. And the officer just saw her, like, driving a little weird, and he just got down to ask her if she was okay. Like, first off, too much time on your hand. Boy, go do something
for
with
real.
Your life. I know that's fun.
Pull over somebody who's speeding.
But he was, right? But he was just literally trying to be nice. He's like, hey, I saw you, like, swerving a little bit. Are you okay? And she literally was, like, dying. She's like, oh my god, I thought I was gonna be arrested and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my god, the fact that this happens. Oh my god. The fact that they're afraid of the people who are supposed to protect us. Because my fear makes no sense, and I'm annoyed by them because they pull me over because I stopped past the white line instead of in front of the white line. I'm just annoyed. They're afraid for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's not oh fucking okay.
It's really not.
It's not even a little bit okay. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hate this floating rock so much. So fucking much. So I just want my fucking acre.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be away from fucking everybody. I just want the acre to my name that I get for free. I will get a little, what are those things called? The little houses that you have in the back, they have a name.
Tent, teepee, gazebo.
No. The houses that you build.
Not a storage, a...
It's not a barn.
Yeah, oh my god, what is that called? A shed.
I would just get me a shed with some nice AC, you know, make that cute, you know.
I literally feel
get
like
me
that's
a little
an
one of
option.
Those pulley down beds on my one little acre, plant a whole bunch of trees. See, maybe I can get like a little lake up in there. If my acre had a little lake, a little creek running through it, you think I'm gonna complain now,
fam?
Just live on my acre for the rest of my life alone. You can come visit me every once in a while. What if our acres are far from each other? You could sell your acre and buy another one.
Yeah.
Pay that ish in full, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's the thing. I like the idea of, like, you have
somewhere
an investment to your name.
Yeah.
Like, okay, don't do a house because, like, somebody had to build a house. I'm not building shit for free. But land. I deserve a floating rock chunk that is mine for free just because I was fucking thrown on this floating rock. You think I want to be here? No. I said that already. But, ugh. So annoying.
It's crazy. Like you said, because it's so annoying because it was literally first come, first serve.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry.
If I had been here
wasn't born 14,000 centuries ago.
I wish I was here back then. I'd be like, mine.
Honestly.
Scared me. It's like, mine, don't come in. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, everything that the light touches is mine. Done. The sun is touching there. Bye, bitch. People be like, oh, I want this. No, fam, this is mine. And they start taxing people. I mean, let me tell you, I get it. I get a big head, too. I got here first. I get to tax the people. I love that. I'm about. Like, I see why the people did it.
No, agree.
But fuck you. If
honestly,
I'd been here first, I'd say it's fair, but I wasn't. So fuck everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly.
Like, I got really passionate. Let me see. I mean, yeah. Those were just kind of my two questions.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess
I got really passionately aggressive, I'm sorry, but just like, and
no,
I really liked your stance. I mean, obviously I thought of that, but like, that wasn't the stance I was gonna take, but like, the thing that
I mean,
you
just,
didn't like.
Again, it's
but, like,
honestly. I'm sure there's a lot, like, smaller ones, if that makes sense. There are like, little ones that I could like, say, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of, like, minor things that could 100% come to mind, but literally, that one was just kind of, like, so, it's so real, and it's so huge, and I'm just mind blown.
Yes, no, Bible.
Because, again, like, I don't know, nothing specifically comes to mind right now, like, what, it's annoying to me how, I don't know. I don't know.
There's so many. Yeah, don't chew with your mouth open. That's also something I
like
to change about the world.
I don't know. Like, yeah. So, I don't know. But, yeah. That's it for today.
Yeah,
I mean, we could go into it later.
We could. I really like these questions. I have a whole bunch of other ones.
Awesome.
I thought these wouldn't go that long. I didn't expect to get that passionate, but something clicked in me. I was like,
yes, let's do it. Well, ready?
But yes, this was
okay,
our Monday.
This was Monday. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Wasn't a fluffy day, but
it
it's
wasn't.
Okay.
It's this okay.
I got passionate about my rant, so I was
every
happy.
Day doesn't have to be fluffy, and every day doesn't have to be deep, so it's okay.
So a little mixy at everybody.
Yeah, hopefully this kind of, like, stimulated y'all's brains. I'm pretty sure most of you guys also had similar, if not something along the lines. But yeah, then thanks so much for listening, you guys. It has been our Monday. We know what our goals, our aspirations are. We're going to power through the week. We got this.
Yeah, see you guys Wednesday.